USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is warning of an economic crash if he loses re-election, arguing that even voters who personally dislike him should base their ballots on the nation's strong growth and low unemployment rate. But privately, Trump is growing increasingly worried the economy won't look so good come Election Day. The financial markets signaled the possibility of a U.S. recession this week, sending a jolt of anxiety into investors, companies, and consumers. That's on top of concerns over Trump's plans to impose punishing tariffs on goods from China and word from the United Kingdom and Germany that their economies are also shrinking. Falling rates on U.S. Treasury notes also indicate that a recession countdown clock is now ticking, according to Scott Anderson, chief economist at Bank of the West. He said, "I think we're heading down the road to recession. We're steady marching toward that inevitable conclusion." This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Early this morning, authorities arrested the leader of a right-wing group on the day of a rally that's expected to draw people from around the U.S. to Portland, Oregon, making Patriots prayers, Joey Gibson, to urge his followers to show up 100-fold in response. Self-described anti-fascists have vowed to confront the right-wing groups, and the arrest of Gibson and five other right-wing supporters appeared to be intended to send a signal from police to organizers to remain peaceful or stay away. But Lieutenant Tina Jones said police are politically neutral.
Law enforcement personnel's role is to protect and serve the public, and this is done neutrally and in accordance with the Constitution, federal, state, and local laws.
Authorities ask residents not to call 911 unless it's a life-threatening emergency and to stay away from the heart of downtown throughout the day. Some city streets were already closed, and a major bridge connecting the east and west sides of Portland closed early in the morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Coast Guardsman Amanda Wolf went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst in 2016. She had two kinds of insurance, a private plan she paid for, and her Veterans Affairs benefits. The appendectomy went well, and she made a speedy recovery. Her private insurance covered more than $20,000 of the bill for the hospital stay, but 6 months later, the VA denied her claim for the roughly $2,500 that remained, putting her in a tough financial situation. She's been appealing ever since.
It's alarming. It's worrisome. Do I hope that it'll make a difference? I do. Am I confident that it will? Not very confident. I'm hopeful that it will create some change for, you know, even not just for myself, but all the other veterans who are impacted.
In one recent six-month period, according to a report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, the VA left about 17,400 veterans to pay out-of-pocket for emergency medical treatment the government should have covered. The report said between April 1st and September 30th, 2017, veterans who got emergency care at non-VA facilities were forced to pay over $53 million in medical bills they should have never had to pay. Since the end of September 2017, there have been numerous leadership changes within the VA, including three different directors of the office that processes emergency claims. The inspectors say the instability apparently allowed the problems to continue. Don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.